January 3rd, 2005. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music show featuring songs and bands you might have missed.
Does the noise in my head bother you?
It's kind of like a radio show, but now it's called a podcast.
Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
In the Sunday Times, there's an article about me and old and our go-karts. Lots of fancy words about two sets of wheels to go fast. And only last week, the news stressed me by my best friend. Was full of reports that made all our thoughts feel really active. Yeah, yeah, I should stand up and applaud myself for the benefit of you. Yours, my health, there's plenty of room for advancing. It's the effort required that makes you so tired. Tell us, it's the head turning press that makes me suggest the message we think that's important won't make the pace a day, cause it won't pay, pay.
That song was called Go-Karts. It's by the band The Bees. Formerly, they were called The Band of Bees. Now they're just called The Bees. And in case you're wondering, the most annoying thing about that is that they changed their URL. So now, the very first episode of The Sounds in My Head, which featured The Band of Bees, now the link has to be changed. I've got to go back and change the link. Thanks a lot, fellas. Seriously. All right, that's from their new album called Free the Bees, which is not out yet in the United States. You can get it on import for a whole bunch of money. But you have to really like the band the way I do to really feel like it's worth it. But it is, because it's that good. That was the awesome song Go-Karts. I really like that song. This album is a little bit of a change, I think, from their last album. though they're kind of a versatile band, so none of their songs necessarily sound terribly consistent anyway. So go with that. All right, up next, it's the band called Chris Joss. I guess band isn't really the right word. It's the guy, Chris Joss, and his song, You've Been Spiked, from an album by the same name. And he's great, so check it out. Chris Joss doing a cool instrumental song. It's the kind of song that normally, it would be the kind of song that I would be talking over, except that it's so good that I thought maybe, you know what, screw it. I'm just going to put it on the show as is. So check it out. Chris Joss and You've Been Spiked. Where else but the Sounds in My Head? We'll be right back.
conservatives, or better, pro-corporate apologists, hijacked the vocabulary of Jeffersonian liberalism and turned words like progress, opportunity, and individualism into tools for making the rape of America sound like a consensual date.
That was a new song by the band Pinback, old indie favorites Pinback. That was their song Fortress from their album Summer and Abandon, which came out not that long ago. It's clearly the best song on the album. I mean, a super standout sort of track, but the whole album is acceptable. So if you're a fan of Pinback, then you probably already have Summer and Abandon. But if not, hey, check it out. Most of the songs on it kind of sound like the songs that aren't your favorite song off their other albums. But up next, we're going to do a great little ditty by Stereolab. Stereolab is a band that's so good, they don't even have to be on the Sounds in My Head because everybody already knows about and likes Stereolab. But I figured this song, some people might have missed it because they only released it in iTunes. It's called the University Microfilms International, and it was released as a standalone track, exclusive track, in iTunes at the same time that their last album came out. So check out University Microfilms International by Stereolab. Where else but on the Sounds in My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Sunshine by the band of Bees and West by the band Pinback. Right now I'm talking over Roll Credits by Kid Koala. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to 2005. Tune in next week for an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.